This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday a special court should be formed to probe the downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet that killed all 176 people aboard. We get more from Reuters correspondent Adam Reed.
Rouhani said Iran would punish all those responsible for what it has called the accidental shooting down of the jet, adding the tragic event would be investigated properly. Rouhani went on to give his assurance that something like this would not happen again and that his government were accountable to Iranian and other nations who lost lives in the plane crash. Iran's judiciary have arrested an undisclosed number of suspects for their role in the crash, as anti-government demonstrations triggered by the disaster entered a fourth day. After days of denying blame for the crash, Iran acknowledged on Saturday that it had shot down the plane during a high state of alert, hours after it had fired missiles at US targets in Iraq as retaliation for the killing of Iran's most powerful military commander.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. Meanwhile, France, Britain, and Germany triggered a mechanism that puts the Iran nuclear deal into dispute. Lucy Fielder of Reuters has more.
France, Britain, and Germany triggered a mechanism on Tuesday that amounts to accusing Iran of violating the deal's terms and could lead to snapback, a return to the UN sanctions that were lifted in 2015 when the agreement was signed. It's the strongest step the three have taken to enforce it. They said they wanted to prevent a nuclear proliferation crisis, adding to the escalating standoff between Tehran and Washington, which peaked with the killing of Iran's top military commander, Qasem Soleimani, on January 3rd.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.